Hi, it's Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm a top-rated life coach, an international best-selling author, and a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm on a mission to help you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. The experts on this show will help you achieve work-life balance so that you can experience abundance in seven pillars of life: spirituality, health, emotions, romance, mindset, social, and financial life. When you have all seven pillars of life in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Let's go. Welcome, everyone, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I thank everybody for your loyalty and listening to this show every week, every episode. Because of your wonderful listening and reviews, we have made it to the top 1% of all podcasts globally. And I just cannot thank you enough. So keep listening and keep sharing. And I will keep bringing amazing guests like our guest today, Nancy White. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thank you, Rebecca. And thank you for what you're doing all around the world.
Oh, thank you. And let me tell you a little bit about my wonderful guest. Nancy White is known as the Healthy Sales Chick. She is dedicated to helping people thrive both financially and physically. Her best-selling books include GRT, the GRT Journal, which stands for Gratitude, Reflection, and Tips. She has also written Light at the End of the Tunnel, Radical Self-Love, and Making Peace with Your Pieces. She hosts various TV shows like The Healthy Sales Chick on the Win Win Women TV Network, which I'm so excited to be appearing on very soon. And Nancy also co-hosts the Carolinas Happy Neighborhood Networking Group, and she just loves to foster connection and a supportive community. And she's just an all-around great person. So tell me, Nancy, how did you become the Healthy Sales Chick? Tell us your story.
Oh, well, thank you again, Rebecca, so much. And so I really think it all goes back. You know, we always look behind and in the rearview mirror to see those things, how we have evolved. And when I look back, Rebecca, I can pinpoint the time when my father died when I was 9 and my oldest brother, John, died at 22. He was studying to be a doctor in the Navy and discovered his own leukemia and lived 2 years longer. Now, my mother was the health nut. She lived to be 96 before she moved home to be with the Lord, but she had great influence in my life also. I mean, we were using things like colloidal silver and different things growing up, and I thought everybody did. So, but after their premature deaths, Rebecca, I really became very enthralled in being preventative, proactive, and becoming a researcher again in those happy, healthy cells. Because everything, if you go out, keep looking back, goes to those cellular level. Happy, healthy cells make happy, healthy glands and organs and a body. And at 71, I want to continually keep having happy, healthy cells. But our body keeps regenerating every 6 to 8 years. Lifelong learner, Rebecca, I have loved being a researcher and finding out ways, again, to be preventative and proactive. But, you know, that was the birth of really becoming enthralled with really finding out the things not only for myself, but that can benefit others, and especially giving hope. Because you and I both know we've come across lots of people that have had health challenges and had some changes, and they really want to have hope for the future too.
I love your passion for helping people, and you have been studying health and wellness long before it was trending on TikTok. You have been a leader in this area, and I just thank you for your service. So why is it so important to look at our body holistically? Mind, body, spirit, health. What does that mean to the person listening to the show?
Well, a lot of times people don't even stop long enough to realize how everything affects each other. You cannot separate things. And when you look holistically, you know, that mind, that body, and that spirit, you have to nurture all three every single day, or one of those areas are going to start, excuse me, you forgot about me. And so, but also, a lot of times people don't realize how holistically we are, how, you know, when people are having self-doubt, when they're having been rejected, when they've gone through some, a lot of different things, that affects you not only mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, but it also affects us on a cellular level. And we've heard a lot of things about, you know, that mindset. We hear about this computer between our ears, and it all starts here. So just knowing that if you leave an area out, and I mean, it's not any one miracle thing, you know, it's healthy sleep, exercise, water, nutrition, meditation, learning, giving, being grateful, all those things. But when you, again, when people just stop for a moment and just look at themselves and do a self-evaluation, it's huge. Things are going to come up. And I encourage people, Rebecca, celebrate the good things that you are doing, especially women. You know, we get something done and we're off to the next thing. I'm going, stop.
Yes.
For a moment, stop. And just celebrate the things that you're doing. So that's why I really believe holistically. You can't just do one thing, but everything that we do affects other parts of us.
What I really like is the water molecule study that they did. And they took couple bottles of water, right? And one of them, they just left neutral. One of them, they spoke, I think it was speaking and also writing on the water bottle, like negative things. And the other one, they wrote loving things and spoke positively. And a few weeks later, the water molecules changed. The neutral remained neutral. The water molecules they spoke negatively over actually became, you know, deformed and deteriorated. And the water molecules they spoke lovingly to looked beautiful. And our body is 70% water. So how we talk to ourselves and our own inner dialogue is affecting us literally the shape of ourselves.
Absolutely. And it's interesting when you were doing that little comparison, because it takes 7 positives to overcome every one negative we either speak to ourselves or that we hear. And so knowing what the ratio is, you know, we have to look for those positive things. Believe me, as human beings, we always, the negative pops up first. It's like if you walked into a room and it's a beautifully clean room, all nice and organized, and there's one big glob of paper or something on the floor, your eyes are going to go to that one big glob of paper. So again, you're so right how that positive loving kindness is so beneficial, not only for us, but for others that get to hear us to encourage them.
And also it's like training your mind to look for the positive, because I think we're wired in our reptilian brain to look for the negative, like fight or flight. It's like, to use a similar example, if I go to a party and 100 people say they like my dress and they're happy to see me and one person ignores me, I'll leave the party going, oh my God, why did that person ignore me? You know what I'm saying? So instead of celebrating, like you said, the 100 people who, you know, were excited to see me and complimented me. So I think it's such a daily practice and a daily discipline to train our minds to look for the positive. What are some tips and tools that you use to keep your mind on the positive and not the negative? Or if you do go to the negative, how do you quickly shift back to the positive?
Well, for myself, Rebecca, I do start out the day with gratitudes, and I have quiet time, and I journal in the morning, and then I journal at nighttime. But I really believe starting out the day with gratitudes and ending the day, when your head hits that pillow, don't reflect on all the things that went wrong and or you didn't get done. Just stop for a minute again and think about the good, positive things. I mean, we all get fun, positive surprises every day if we look for them. Again, because if the negative comes up and you and I both know, again, it's going to be happening because we're living here. We're still here. We're still being bombarded every day. So when I go through a test or a trial or something's not going my way, I get to choose how long I want to stay bent out of shape about it. Mm. And I want to be able to feel, you know, the emotions. It's perfectly fine to acknowledge, you know, that really made me angry. That really, you know, ticked me off or whatever it is. Be human. But then you can be in control of, again, that mindset, how you're going to react. And this is something years ago, I kept reminding myself, I have no clue what that other person is going through. I don't know what has happened to them, you know, or what's going on in their life. I say, give them some grace and space and just, you know, and I call it bless and release, you know, because
I like that grace and space. If you're listening to this, write that down. Give them some grace and some space. I've heard grace, but not space. I love that.
It is. And again, we just have to decide, you know, is this something we have control over? We talk to ourselves all the time. Rebecca, we know this. All I got is be quiet for a minute and you can hear it. So, yeah. You know, but asking yourself, is this something I have control over? That's yes or no. And, you know, I used to be feisty. I still am. I used to say, you know, that's none of my business. That's none of your business. But, you know, if we have control over things that are going awry and we need help, us women especially need to ask for help. We need to find those experts that are like in your categories, in your just your industries. Find those people that have expertise in that area that you don't and ask for help or guidance. And then if there's something that we have no control over, you again, learn how to, I call it BNR, bless and release, and let it go. Because, you know, it's always going to come back. It's like that little thing and you go, sorry, it's not my responsibility. Go see somebody else about it.
Bless and release. Yes. Let it go. So how do you take care of yourself? I mean, you look amazing. If you are watching the video, you'll understand, but you're 71, you look 51. What are some of your tips for self-care?
Well, I really believe it all starts in the mindset. You have to like and love yourself enough that you want to take care of what you've got. I mean, I can't say we're taking care of these temporary temples until we get our permanent maintenance-free one. And yeehaw, those days will come.
Yes.
But for myself too, Rebecca, having that quiet time every single day, getting my mindset, you know, where it needs to be, and looking for the miracle, looking for the good, and then also exercising. I mean, you either move it or lose it. And I got to work out with Arnold Schwarzenegger 50 years ago when he came to our city to help a friend open up a gym. So I'm not a gym rat anymore, but I still love doing different kinds of exercises.
And what do you do? What kind of exercises do you do?
I love holy yoga. I love working out with resistance weights. I love dancing. And for people that love to dance, keep those feet dancing because you will have 80% less likely to have dementia. And so, but it's also a great workout, but I like doing a variety. So again, you just have to keep this body moving. A physical therapist told me years ago, he said, if you've got some pain in your body, it's from the lack of movement.
And oh, so,
it could be from, you know, doing a little bit too heavy of weights or whatever, but we know the difference. But I love exercising and keeping things moving. It's great for stress. You know, we manage stress or it manages us. And we have to learn those ways again to combat that. And then having jet fuel nutrition in this day and time in this country, we've really done a number on our food supply. And even natural organic foods are still nutritionally bankrupt from where they used to be. So you have to supplement sometimes with some good supplements, knowing where they come from. And as we go through life, I've reversed osteoporosis naturally over the last 30 years. And so we have to know some things, some choices and alternatives and seek it out. Now, medicine has its place, I think. But if I can do something naturally, it might take a little bit longer, but I'm going to have the long-term benefits of nice positive side effects.
Yeah, I love it. So how many times a week are you working out?
I really try to work out 4 to 5 times a week, at least 30 minutes. And if people exercise, you know, and work out 5 times 30 minutes, they can increase their longevity by 5 years. And so I can remember years ago when I was exercising on one of those days that I didn't want to be exercising and going, 5 more years.
So what, repeat that statistics for our listeners. Mm-hmm. 5 days a week yields 5 more years of life.
About 30 minutes, 5 times a week can potentially increase your longevity by 5 years.
Wow. And isn't it funny when you go to the gym and you don't feel like it, by the time you've completed your workout, you are changed on a cellular level and you feel so great. Mm-hmm. So that brings me to the question, what is a healthy cell? And how do we get healthy on a cellular level?
Yes. And again, we go right back to that, the mindset, because, you know, what we think about comes about. And so you have to decide and determine that you do want happy, healthy cells. And Rebecca, one of the things I used to think about also and still do is when my cells, I'm doing the right things, they're going, yay, thank you. And so, positive. But for our cells and our bodies, just like you said, our body needs water, number one, ionic minerals, number two. And if we can work on keeping the inflammation down, which is huge, and picking those anti-inflammatory foods. And then also when you look at the acidic and alkaline foods and your pH, if you can test your saliva, and you can get those little strips, or in your urine, if you're staying 7 to 7.5, it does give you peace of mind that degenerative diseases cannot flourish, cancer thrivers that have gone through it. You know, it's a good way to have that, just a check. So, but making sure that cells are getting the nutrients that they need, again, the water, the air, the exercise, the sleep is huge because that's your recovery time. And if you're waking up between 1 and 4, it's usually stress. And so I share with people some tips on, you know, how to go back to sleep and sleep peacefully. So that happy, healthy cell, again, is getting the right nutrients, it's getting the right exercise, it's getting the sleep, it's getting all those things that it needs. And then when some things go awry, then we find those other things that are natural that can come alongside and help. It's just like even with collagen, you know, our body stops producing collagen in our 30s or whatever. So you can take some natural things to help the collagen flourish more in your body. Because I've been using a delicious liquid collagen for over 3 years, and I can sneak up on people now, Rebecca, because my knees don't grind. And so I feel like the Tin Man on the Wizard of Oz. So there's certain things that each individual person knows for themselves that they need to be able to nourish in a unique kind of way, a supplement. And again, you know yourself better than anybody else, but it's really important for us to have those checkups to keep those baselines, to know what's going on, your cholesterol levels, your iron, and all those types of things that we just can't look inside of us to be able to see. So I think that's really important too, Rebecca, is knowing where.
Whoops. Nancy has frozen, but I will say to her point, test, don't guess. Get everything tested so you know exactly what your micronutrients are at, what your hormones are at. I have been loving Life Force. It's a company started by Peter Diamano. I think I'm saying his name right. And Tony Robbins, and they actually send a nurse to your house and they test you for all your hormones. So I believe if you use the promo code BALANCE, you can get 15% off your first test. Biggest and best beauty secret, it is liquid collagen. I started drinking liquid collagen 3.5 years ago, and I am totally obsessed. I have never looked younger, fitter, leaner, stronger. My skin is glowing. My hair is thick and shiny. eyebrows, eyelashes, nails, they're all growing and I feel like I'm aging backwards. If you really want to know a huge hack to be balanced, beautiful, and abundant, you got to try this collagen. It is amazing. If you go to the show notes, you will get a $10 off coupon. If you buy two bottles, it's $25 off. And there's two versions. There's one for anti-aging and overall health. And there's another formula for fat loss. Both formulas are amazing. They taste great. And it's so easy to take. You just take a spoonful in the morning and a spoonful at night and just add it to your regimen. This stuff is off the charts. So make sure you go to the link in the show notes and grab yourself a couple bottles and tell me how much you love aging backwards. Thanks for watching the show and we'll be back to our... Empower people both physically and financially. Tell us, Nancy, what is your philosophy about business and the importance of having multiple streams of income?
Rebecca, I just along with what you're sharing and suggesting, your physical and your financial health go hand in hand. You have to have great financial health to take care of your physical health and vice versa. Your health has to be great so you can continually maintain that financial health and then enjoy the work of your labor. And so that's something I think is really important, especially for women, to think about having 5 to 7 different streams of income. The only way money stays healthy, Rebecca, is for it to keep moving and it has to be evolving and growing. And so I am very... in agreement with you that yes, that financial health has to continually be nourished. And it's even better when we find some different avenues that just continually fill those streams without us having to work over and over again.
So you have been in the network marketing profession for 18 years. How did you find network marketing?
Well, I had tried a couple of different things in years past. But this particular company really spoke to my heart. And just, you know, we all know that it's people. Doesn't matter what network marketing company you're in, you have to enjoy being with people that you are going to be working with and partnering with and supporting. I think for anybody in network marketing, it's the mindset of not just getting wealthy, you know, quick or whatever. You want to embrace others and help others. Again, without that competitive kind of thing. Now, there's a great spirit of having excellence, what we were talking about, and doing the things in a right way, learning, never stop learning, but always keeping people first and foremost for their very best, whether they're your clients, your customers, or also your co-partners.
So what do you think is the best thing about network marketing? What do you love the most about it?
I love that I've gotten paid every week for 18 years and that when the Lord takes me home, my daughter's going to inherit my business and that little stream of income will continue even though I'm not here.
That's amazing. I don't know if a lot of people who are listening realize that when network marketing, when you have a network marketing income and business, it keeps growing and it will go on to your daughter. Now, is she going to work the business actively or just graciously receive that extra paycheck every month?
Well, you know what? That's up to her because yes. That's one of the things I think, you know, when people find something that they enjoy doing and it speaks to them, we're going to work at it. We're going to do it. We don't want another job, you know, and so... But, you know, that'll be up to her, Rebecca. I mean, she uses some of the new the products and things, too. So she just might continually grow and nurture the business that's already been established.
What would be your best advice for somebody who is new in the network marketing profession?
Don't get so overwhelmed, but find some other people that you could trust and you like and you want to learn from, because the fastest learning curve is to talk with some people that have already been there and done it. It doesn't take it away. You don't become them. They're not cloning you. But I would say reaching out and staying in touch and learn from those that have been doing it and enjoy it. Because so many times people think they have to get people, for their team. You don't get anybody. You are just, continually finding incredible relationships and nurturing those. And then there's some businesses that, they're sort of self-sustaining. I mean, there's lots of different ways to, have network marketing and affiliate marketing. But you need to find something that you enjoy doing. And yes, reaping the rewards is great. Never stop learning. Keep your taxes up. Keep all these things. It's your business. You are the CEO and you're responsible for, all the things that you're going to write off for, your expenses and things, keeping good records. So it's just thinking about it. It's not, there's a lot that's done for people, Rebecca. The platforms, everything is put into place so you don't have to reinvent, but you still have to be responsible for your business.
Well, I love how you combine physical and financial, and they are all connected. That's kind of my philosophy, which I know we're going to explore more when I'm on your show. There are 7 pillars of abundance, and they're all very interwoven. So thank you so much for being on the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. I really appreciate your expertise and your decades of experience. If you had one more message, if you had a billboard that you could put on the side of the highway, and this billboard would say one last message to all the people driving by, what would your billboard say?
It would be smile and joy. This could be the last day of your life.
I love it. Everyone, we heard that, smile and enjoy, because we never know when our card is being pulled, right? So enjoy every day, especially today, because today is all we have. Thank you so much, Nancy White. How can people stay in touch with you?
They can connect with me on my website, thehealthysaleschick.com, and they can find my social media links there. And so I love hearing from other people what they are doing, again, for their happy, healthy lifestyles.
Amazing. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. My name is Rebecca Whitman. I am helping you go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Keep subscribing, reviewing, share this podcast with a friend. I appreciate your support. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.